Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Boom, boom, shake the room. It's time for another episode of Dollars and Cents. Thank you there, Bobby B. I am back from a two-week stint going up to the Big Apple. Got to see all the sights and sounds of the hustling, the bustling city of New York City. I tell you, if you've got children or if you've never been to the 9/11 exhibit, the museum, Ground Zero, I'm telling you, you need to go see that, because let me tell you why. You were inundated every day with bad news. All the worst that society offers in today's world is being pumped into your soul 24/7 through social media, television, radio, you name it. You're seeing the worst of humanity, it seems like. At that museum, you're going to see tragedy, but you're also going to see, in the worst of times, some of the best in people. And it's so inspiring. So I would just tell you, you need to go see the 9/11 Ground Zero Museum. It was wonderful. Then we got to go down to Philadelphia and, of course, see where our founding fathers struggled for independence and declared independence there in Independence Hall. So it was just a wonderful time. Then we went to D.C. And, of course, while I was up in New York, I'm a big baseball fan. Got to go see Yankee Stadium. Not a Yankees fan. I'm a Atlanta Braves. And, of course, we're the worst team in baseball since the All-Star break, so it's heartbreaking. But hey, we're in a rebuilding year. But it reminded me, when I saw the Yankees, you know, money can buy a lot of stuff, including wins. And I'm just teasing if you're a Yankees fan. But hey, when you got a payroll like theirs, they better have a winning record. But anyway, today I want to talk to you about why businesses fail. There's 11 common reasons, according to CNBC, breaking news, that they just did an update and some surveys and stuff. Had a beautiful article that just came out, and I thought, man, this is very interesting, especially for my audience, because that's what we deal with mostly here, is starting your own business, increasing your profits, protecting your profits, growing your profits, growing, protecting, enjoying that which the good Lord has given you, the ideas, that the concepts that you have in your business, the money itself, your life, it all, you should be trying to grow, protect, and enjoy it every day. And if you're not, if you don't have those three things, then working simultaneously, you can grow all the money in your world, but if it's not protected properly, you can lose it tomorrow just like that. So you want to make sure that you've got all three, growing, protecting, and what good is it if you're not enjoying it? And that's why we have that mantra. So I want to talk to you about entrepreneurs. You know, most entrepreneurs charge into the marketplace with very high hopes of success. Let's face it, most of them come with crushing disappointments when their businesses fail. In fact, the number of small businesses exits exceed this year from that of startups. Over 400,000 new businesses are being created, but over 470,000 right now, according to CNBC, are closing and they're losing and leaving in the marketplace. And that's according to a U.S. Census Bureau. See, not all of businesses' exits are failure. Sometimes an owner just gets, tired, wants to retire, but some of them undoubtedly are. And often it's because the owners got blindsided by factors they did not anticipate. See, a lot of companies fail unexpectedly, said attorney Andrew Sherman, a partner at Jones Day in Washington, D.C., who advises businesses on issues affecting growth and strategy. They fail by surprise. They don't have any safety belt. And that's what I was talking about. You need to protect your products, your goods, your services, your life, your business. So the good news is a lot of risk can be averted, but only if you plan for them, according to Sherman. So let's get into it. What are the 11 common reasons why businesses fail? Well, the first one is going to be sort of a little obvious, but it is a factor, and that is just empty pockets. The number one reason most businesses fail, they run out of money. And that's because the cost of doing business is so high in some businesses. And that's why I'm so, so excited about our business opportunity that we offer direct salespeople, insurance people, real estate people, people that want to grow their own business from home, start as an entrepreneur, because it's such a low, low overhead. Listen, if you can afford a computer and internet and telephone, you're in business, because the products, goods, and services we offer come with absolutely hardly any overhead. So you can scale based on your ability to get in front of more people. And that's what our business is all about, is getting you in front of more people when you join our call center. But that's the number one reason why so many of these businesses fail, is just they run out of capital, run out of money. And if you're in a business where you've got to keep up inventory, maybe you've got staff, you've got payroll, you've got this, you've got that, that is a huge albatross. Listen, I know what it's like to have a company with 22 employees, 5 different trucks out on the road. I used to wake up in cold sweats at night knowing that I had a certain dollar amount that I had to clear in profits, not just doing business, but profit, just to make sure I broke even that day because of what my overhead was. And so many people are just saying the stress isn't worth it, I'm getting out of it. So that's a big factor. The second reason that a lot of businesses fail is just simple overconfidence. You know, the marketplace has changed. And I tell these insurance guys all the time, I've been in insurance for 20 years. Listen, the world has changed. If you're not doing this, and doing this to get in front of more clients, you are missing out the lion's share of people that are in the insurance buying sector. And it's just like through one ear and out the other. They're just, hey, I'll buy a lead, I'll go cold call, I'll door to door. Those days are coming quickly to an end. So you need to be sort of up to date on where the market is now. Don't be so overconfident because you've had experience that worked in the past that it's going to work today, because a lot of it does not. The next reason why a lot of businesses fail is just a poor pricing strategy. You know, sometimes I've dealt with businesses, to be honest with you, they didn't do the business they should, believe it or not, because their prices were too low. They were unattractive in the marketplace because their prices were too low. It reminds me of a company I was consulting with out in Arizona that was selling these little trinkets, and they got a steal on these particular types of stones that they were putting in these trinkets that they were selling. And because they got them for like literally 80% under wholesale value, they were selling them at wholesale in their store and people weren't buying. And the reason they weren't is because the attitude when they would come into the shop was, there must be something wrong with these. There must be seconds. I was doing some marketing strategy and consulting work with the client. I said, hey, double your price right now. There's no way, because, you know, we're trying to be advantageous. We're trying to show that, hey, down the road, they're going to sell this for $100 and we're selling it for $50. I said, double your price. As soon as they did, guess what happened? They sold out within 2 weeks. So sometimes, you know, a pricing strategy, listen, what something is worth is what it's perceived to be worth. So you got to keep that in mind as a business owner. So pricing strategy is huge. The other thing is dueling partners. Listen, if you got a partner, and I've been in that world before, and you guys aren't seeing eye to eye, you're unequally yoked, you don't need to. The number one reason I see a lot of partnerships fail is just because they're not on the same page. You need to allow your differences to complement one another and not create undue conflict. So dueling partners is another huge factor, so be aware of that. One of the other reasons why small businesses fail is simple burnout. Listen, business is hard. Being an entrepreneur is tough. If you're doing it simply because you're chasing after the dollar, you don't exactly enjoy what you're doing, let me give you some advice. Get out of it now. Because inevitably, at some point, you are going to run into a roadblock. You're going to hit a speed bump. There's going to be something about your business that's going to create some, conflict, some tough times, some lean times. And if you're in a business that you don't enjoy, then you're going to get burned out real quick. So don't ever chase after money. Chase after what you enjoy. What brings you purpose? What do you have passion about? And I always, when I'm consulting with people, advising them, I get into a little bit of psychology and a little spiritual thing here because I do believe it's just so true. You want to know what your purpose is? Do you want to know what you were created for? What's your pain points? What have you gone through and won? Because I truly believe there's purpose for the pain. If the good Lord above gave you a life that had some pain points in it, there was one reason only, as the Apostle Paul says, comfort those that with the same comfort you've been comforted with. So listen, if you've had a problem in this business, you struggled, but you've overcome, that's the type of business you want to be in. So find out in your life, if you're trying to figure out what kind of business do I want to be in? What do I want to start? What do I want to do? It's simple. What have you had pain over, you've had success now with, and you just, it gets you excited when you talk to people about this because, hey, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, I won that battle, let me tell you. That's what you want to be in. That's what you want to get involved in, whether it be sports, whatever. You know, I used to love coaching because I know what it's like to be a kid. I know what it's like to love sports. I know what it's like to want to play and not maybe have that father figure in your life that you wanted. And so, you know, mentoring and being a coach for young boys, that brought a lot of purpose for me just because I could relate. So you want to find that same thing. And when you can attach it to a business and you can monetize it, man, life is so much fun, so much more fun. My kids make fun of me because I use the word funner all the time. So I'm trying to stop using that word, but it is. Life is funner when you do what you enjoy to do. The other reason why a lot of businesses fail is just poor marketing. Poor marketing. If you don't understand where people are at today, you don't know how to get in front of them, you don't know how to get your message, your value proposition out there, you are going to struggle in business. The beautiful thing about one of our packages, we have a what we call our Call Center Plus package. It gives you the entire platform to build your own call center at home, your own marketing system, and whatever you're selling, whatever you're going in, you can use our system to get in front of more people. Well, one of the things we do with our $9.97 package, which by the way, we've got right now, 6 months, same as cash, no interest, no payments, no anything. You can buy through my store at terrywilson3.com/store. But one of the things you can do with that package is you literally can drive unlimited traffic back into your website, back into your telephone, send out text, and you can have instant results from your marketing strategies right there. So it is just a beautiful system. You ought to check it out if you haven't seen it. Okay. The other reason why a lot of businesses fail is they just touched on this a little bit, according to CNBC, is they have failed to join the digital revolution. And that's what our call center package and our marketing platform is all about. It's about using old school stuff, telephones, text, email, social media, blogging, podcasting, all of those things that you're going to be able to target certain audiences at certain times, get your value out in front of them, join the digital revolution. That is the number one way. If you want to have a business growing and thriving in today's world, you got to have. And CNBC is saying the reason why a lot of small businesses are failing is just because they don't have the digital whereabouts to get in front of more people and scale their business. Because here's the other thing, and you can grab a lot of people, you can get in front of a lot of people, but if you don't have a mechanism in place to automate the process to handle the traffic, then you're only one person. You can only grow as much as you can. The other reason why a lot of businesses fail is simple. It's cyber theft. Cyber theft is huge. If you want to get a 1 month free trial on protection, we have LifeLock at terrywilson3.com. Click on that link there and it will give you 1 month free of LifeLock. But you definitely need to protect your identity and protect your data as well. I mean, one of the huge controversies going on right now is the way a certain political candidate has handled sensitive data. So definitely want to be aware of that in business as well. Okay. So we're going on. The next reason CNBC says a lot of businesses fail is they underestimate their competition. They underestimate what their competition is doing. They underestimate how they can compete. And so that is a huge, huge factor as well. The other reason why businesses fail is the over-reliance on one particular client. Listen, if you've got all of your eggs in one basket, like I did several years ago, I was in the music business, and my whereabouts as far as how well I was doing as business was directly tied by how well the housing market was doing. Man, I tell you what, when the housing market failed, it sucked me under as well. So make sure you're diversified. And that's another reason I love our work from home business opportunity, is because we can put you in literally hundreds of different industries and spaces. And so if one vertical is a little slow, you can pivot to another and never have to be defined by one particular industry or income stream. So it's a beautiful thing. And another reason why businesses fail is disgruntled employees. Listen, if you've got employees and they don't share your vision, they don't share your passion, they don't share your purpose, they're disgruntled, they're just there for a paycheck, then you need to, you know, research your leadership, number one. And number two, your hiring demographics. You know, are you hiring the right people? Are you associating with the right people? I kid all the time, but I'm definitely serious. One of the things I love about my business is I get to dictate to myself and in my business who I'm going to do business with. And there's a lot of people I just don't want to be around. They're negative. Nothing's ever right. Nothing's ever good enough. Nothing is ever working. Well, listen, those people are miserable before they got to me, and they're going to be miserable probably while they're with me. So why, you know, entertain it? So those are some reasons why a lot of businesses, according to CNBC today, is not working. Another reason why a lot of individuals don't go into business for themselves is because they're holding on to that corporate job because they believe they won't be able to get the health benefits and benefits they need if they do otherwise. Well, let me tell you, we have developed a plan at 89healthplan.com. You can go to 89healthplan.com. You can get a health insurance with no deductible, a major medical health insurance plan with no deductible for as low as $89 per month. So if you're still clinging on this, you know, bad corporate job just because of the benefits, and you're not reaching out and becoming an entrepreneur because you feel like you can't because of health benefits, no longer the case. Go to 89healthplan.com. Fill in, you know, just some basic information and date of birth, zip code, things like that, so they can pull up what company is available in the area, what rates are available, and you can get a very affordable health insurance plan for as low as $89 per month with absolutely no deductible, unlimited office visits, covers 80-20 on your prescription drugs. So it's good health insurance for very little money. So I hope today's podcast helped you. I hope those 11 reasons that businesses fail are some things that you can look out for. And we've got a webinar coming up this Monday night at 9 o'clock. Go to terrywilson3.com/webinar if you want to register. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson with terrywilson3.com.
You're listening to dsradio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.